We are on Daf Ayin Vav, and we are on Daf Ayin Vav. Okay, so we're continuing discussing the process of making the Karbanos Menachos. So Kol HaMenachos, all Karban Menachos, Teunos, when you're preparing them, I guess it's in advance, Shlosh Meos Shifa. They have to be rubbed between, in the hands, I guess, I think in the fingers or in the palm, they have to be rubbed 300 times. V'chamesh Meos Be'ita. And they have to be pounded, like with your palms, be pounded down 500 times. I don't know if that means each kernel, or you put a whole bunch out together and you do it. Lots of preparation. Okay? Shifa. So when do you have to do this pounding and rubbing? So, Tanakhama says, Shifa ubi'ita bachitin. You do them when there are still kernels, when the kernels of wheat. I guess the idea is to remove the chaff from it, and then the chaff with the CH. And then it makes it easier or nicer to get the Isaron out. Rav Yossi, or Rav Yossi says, no, you do this with butzik. When it's already in a dough. This way, you're pounding in order to make it a really, really nice and fine piece of dough.
If the dough is already, you have to get finer flour. Right?
No, not the fine, but you make the dough itself, I guess, becomes beautified by this. It's pounded and pounded and thin and nice. Kol HaMenachos Bos Eser Eser. All the Karbanos Menachos, you have to make from their soles 10 chalos, or 10 rikikin. You have to make 10. Okay? Chutz min lechem apanim, except for the lechem apanim, which is put on the shulchan every Shabbos, v'chaviti kohen gadol, and the minchas chavitim that the kohen gadol brings every single day, sheheim ba'os shteim esrei. They come with 12. You have to have 12 loaves for them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, he says, Kulam Ba'os Shteim Esrei. All Korbanos Menachos come 12 loaves, except for Chutz Min Chalos Todah, except for the 4 sets of 10 that come with the Korban Todah. Those are also 10. Or Naziros. And the Chalos that come with the Shalmei Nazir at the end of his Naziros, they also come with Shein Ba'os Eser Eser. They go 10-10. They go 10. Okay, so everything is 10 except for a few that are 12? Or is everything 12 except for 2 that are 10? So Gemara asks, so the Mishnah said that you do the Shifa Bi'ita, so how do you do it? So Tana, so the Brisa says, Shat Achas Ubo Ishtayim. Basically, it's the ratio. You do one rubbing, and then you do two, and you do two poundings. Then Shaf Shtayim, then you do two rubbings, and Bo Ishtayim. And I guess if you do the math all the way to the end, it's going to come up to being 300, 500. That's the amount that you're going to do. Okay? So you see that for every three. Right, so what happens? So Shav Shnayim Boed Shalosh. You see that every three, right, so it makes sense. So every three shifos, every three rubbings, you end up with 5 poundings. The 3-5 ratio. That's 300 to 500. That's the math. Okay. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah's following question. Okay, so when you're Mishav Shef, when you rub, so it's sort of a double, right? So when you rub, the thing goes back and forth. So is it back and forth equals one rubbing, or is it back and forth equal two rubbings? So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amtuye vasuye chad, o dilma amtuye vasuye trei. So my, what's the din? Teku, tishbi tarts kusri avos, what the question is. So now the Mishnah brought the machlokas tanoim, where the shifa or be'ita, whether this rubbing and this pounding is done when the wheat is still in the kernel stage, or after it's already made into the dough. So Yibayiluhu, they asked in the yeshiva about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said it's done with butzik. I don't know why they asked this question. Does he say the butzik below the chitin? He says that you do these actions only when they're dough, but not when they're chitin. Or do you learn after butzik? Or do you learn it even? Meaning, he says he agrees that it's done when they're kernels, and he says you do it even when they're butzik. You do it again, right? That's a question I have. You have to make these items. These guys must be really good because these items have to be made within. They can't be chametz. So by us, we say that you have to have a certain amount of time before it becomes chametz. I guess that's when it comes in contact with water. But so, I mean, they're doing a lot of, well, you make the dough, it means it came in contact with water. Of course,
you're constantly moving it.
So that's probably the answer. Since you're constantly moving it, so that the Kohanim are very busy, and the Kohanim are mumkin in this type of thing, so maybe they keep it from becoming leavened. Okay, so Tashma. So Tashma, the sign of the bright that says Shifa ubi ita bechitin. Rav Yossi Omer Shifa ubi ita bebatzik. So he says Shifa ubi ita bebatzik. So that's the same thing in our Mishnah. I don't know what the difference is, but I guess the Raya is basically saying is that Rav Yossi says that the Shifa ita is that mitandacha when it's in the dough stage, and not when it's in the not when it's in the kernel stage. And that's again that's a machlokas with the Tanakhama. Okay. Next in the Mishnah, kol ha-menachos bos, right? We said all the menachos come 10 loaves, except the lechem apanim and the chavit kohen gadol, which are famous, right? They come 12 loaves. So lechem apanim, so how do we know that lechem apanim, right, and chavit kohen gadol are the exceptions that come 12 according to the Tanna Kamma? So lechem apanim that becomes, that's made 12 loaves, the hedrik sivdei. It says that clearly, because it says, the lekatu soles, vafiso shtemesrei chalos. It's a pasuk of a yifam perek chavdalet. Shtemesrei chalos, you make it 12. It's also where Meir says, right, so it's clearly 12. Then the Chavit Kohen Gadol, how do I know they're made with 12 loaves? Asya Chuka Chuka. They made a Xavier Shavu between the Chavit Kohen Gadol and the Lechem Aponim. Asya Chuka Chuka and Lechem Aponim. So what are the two Pesukim? Tomorrow leaves it out. But by Lechem Aponim, the Pesuk says, in Perich of Da'al, the Pesuk says, Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Lo Meishay Hashem Chokolam. Right, so it's a Chok. And by the Chavit Kohen Gadol, which is in Perich Vav, it says, Chok Olam Lashem Khalil Toktar. So just like the Lechem Aponim has 12, so this has 12. That's the Chukah Chukah Lechem Aponim. Then the Gemara says, B'kol Menachos Debos Eser Eser Minolon. How do we know that all the other Kabonos Menachos come 10 loaves Minolon? So Gomar Mi Lachme Toda. You learn it out from the Lachme Toda. Mala Halon Eser. I guess to learn it out from sort of a Binyan Av, I guess. Mala Halon Eser. Afkan Eser. Just like there it's 10. So too, everything else, it's from 10. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why are you learning it out from the Lachem HaTodah? Learn it out from the Lechem HaPanim, which we just said was 12. The label from Lechem HaPanim. Malaholam Shtemisrei, Afkan Shtemisrei. So I had a question. I saw that he quotes on the bottom, Chidushe HaGimel Reish Zayin Satan. Who's that? The Chidushe HaGimel Reish Zayin Sama. Like, Kol Rav Salman Saratskin? Going Rav Zev Soloveitchik. He asked that question. We have a concept of tefach and ruba, lo tefach. I mean, you're going to learn something. You learn out the minimum amount. Don't learn the biggest amount. So what's the habit of just saying, you're going to learn out from 12. Learn out from the smaller amount. Okay, anyway. So he says, Marcus, learn it out. Why are you learning it out from the Lachem HaTodah to get you 10? Learn it out from the Lachem HaTodah, make the binyan out from there to get 12 to all the menachos. So Gemara says, "Mistaber mi lach meitoda havin melech." It makes sense to learn it out more from the lach meitoda. Why? We're going to give the list, like we did recently. We give the list, and Halakha is going to be in the appreciate tonight. This is going to be more similar. Shekain, because but the menachos are similar to the lach meitoma, lach meitoda, the following manner. Yachid, both karbonos are brought by a carbon by yachid. Menachos and a toda are brought by yachid, as opposed to the lechem aponim, which is a korban sibor. Hamismadiv, both the toda, the lachmei toda, and most menachos come to the dava, whereas the lechem aponim is an obligatory hakrava that's done at all time. Shemen, both the lachmei toda and the menachos have oil, but the lechem aponim does not require oil to be put into its mixture. Nifsal, this is an interesting one. Both the Lach Meitoda and the Korban Mincha are Nifsalos if they have a concept of Lina. If it goes past, it's a lot of time, it's lean. There's a problem of Lina. As opposed to Lechem Aponim, which goes from one week to the other week. But Lechem Aponim is also a concept of Lina, it's an extended concept of Lina, just another week. I don't know why that's maybe you should just say that they both have Lina one day, as opposed to Lechem Aponim was Lina after a week. Right, so
one a week, one a day.
So what's the difference? They both have the concept of lina applying to them. There's a different time frame. So I'm saying, in order to make a distinction, you have to say that the time frame is a distinction, not the concept. All right, shelo b'shabbos, menachos and lach metoda are not docha shabbos, whereas the lechem aponim is docha shabbos. So the Rashash asks, what's docha shabbos for the lechem aponim? What malacha do you do on shabbos that's docha shabbos? What do you do on shabbos? You basically place them in the shulchan.
Like the baking before.
Yeah, so what's Dokha Shabbos when Lechem Aponim? So he says that it must be that the Kabbalah is to the Hakkaras of Bezichin. You burn the Bezichin on the Mizbeah when you take off the Lechem Aponim. That's Dokha Shabbos. So part of the Lechem Aponim process, even though it's not in the Chepz of Lechem Aponim, but it's in the whole concept of Lechem Aponim, that has a Dechir of Shabbos. Vishalo Batuma, both Kerbonos, Menachos and Lachmei Toda are not brought to Tuma. Whereas the Lechem Aponim, since it's Sibor, it could be Kapor Otomic, right? Tuma Hutchim Sibor, or Duchiru B'Sibor. Okay? So Mar says, Adarab, so how many do we have here? We have Yochid, Misnadev, Shemin, Nifsol, Shabbos, Tumah. Six. Now we got to beat six. So Adarab, Milechem, Aponim, Habili, Lemela. Maybe you should learn out all the Korbanos, Minchos from Lechem, Aponim, which would mean that you should have 12 for everything. Shekain, because Minochos, Lechem, Aponim are similar in that they're Hektish, meaning they're both have the status of Kutchik Kutchim, whereas Lachmei Toda are just Kutchim Kalim. Ulavona, they both have Lavona applied to them, whereas Lachmei Toda do not require Lavona. Matzah, they both are bore completely as Matzah. There's no Klamates in either Menachos or Lechem Aponim, whereas the Lachmei Toda also have one of the sets of 10 is specifically Klamates. The Etzem, and they also brought Machmas Atzman, which means they bore independently of anything else, whereas the Lachmei Toda are being brought to being dragged along because you're bringing the carbon. So Gemara says, no, Hanach Nefishin, that's the answer. Six against four. So if you're always going to do Hanach Nefishin, what's the Habamim?
Then why do you bring it up?
Why do you bring it up? Six, four. Okay, now I know why. Okay, so Gemara says, Hanach Nefishin. So Gemara says, the East Fiulon, so Gemara says, wait a second. Let's go back to our fifth parak in Zochim. What are we saying in the fifth parak in Zochim? They have a whole thing that learning Limudim by Kutchim were different. So one of the shilas that we had was the something that can be that is learnt out by Zayir Shava can then be reapplied as a Binyanav. So what do we have here that was learnt out as a Zayir Shava? The Chavidei Kohen Gadol were learned out from the Lachmei Toda from Zayir Shava that they have 12. So have the Chavidei Kohen Gadol which are learned out to 12, learned out to become 12. Now they can be the Binyanav and learn all Menachos from the Chavidei Kohen Gadol. I think the answer, I thought the answer was simply because why would you leave something that has a direct drasha to go from something else they only learned out from the Binyanav? I guess the answer is, it wasn't learned out from Binyanav, it is as if it is written explicitly there. So it's written explicitly by the Chavidei Kohen Gadol. Now learned out to a Binyanav that all Menachos are like the Chavidei Kohen Gadol, and they require 12 loaves and not 10 loaves. Right? Gemara says, East Viru Lunch, that's only if you hold that you can make that limud. If you hold a Dabar Alam and Bezir Shava, Choser Malam and Binyanav, Nevit mechavite going gadol, and mala halom by the chavite going gadol. We learn they have 12 shteimus rei chalos. Afkam shteimus rei. Also have 12 chalos in the menachos. The Gemara says no. Again, let's do the list. Mistabra milachmei toda. Well, now we do the list, and we have a problem. Mistabra milachmei toda havli meiro. It makes more sense to learn from lachmei toda because lachmei toda more similar to menachos in the following ways: shakein, hedjot. Because by breath other menachos and lachmei toda, they are hedjot, whereas the Chavidei Kohen Gadol is only for the Kohen Gadol. Number two, Shehis Nadev. All Lachmei Toda and Menachos come in a Dava, but the Chavidei Kohen Gadol are a Chova. It has to be done every day. And Chatzoin. The Menachos and the Lachmei Toda, you can't bring half. You have to bring the whole thing at once. As we know, because we've learned a lot, that the Chavidei Kohen Gadol has half for in the day, half for in the afternoon. Split up. And number four, with figel. You have a problem with figel. By all other menachos, since you have a komates, you have a matir. Right? It's like you have a dam, you have the komates, you have a matir. So therefore, there can be a psul of figel based on that matir. Whereas opposed, right, that applies to the lachmei toda and the menachos. As opposed to the minchas vitei kodem, kohen gadol, which is completely kolos, completely burned under the mizbeach, there's no machsheves figel. That's number four. Number five, shalom v'shabbos. They're not brought on Shabbos, whereas the chavite kohen gadol is dough for Shabbos. And shalom v'tumah, they're not brought for tumah. The chavite kohen gadol, it can be brought for tumah as well. That you have, like, what do you have? Six, right? Hedjo hisnadeh chatzorim pigol Shabbos tumah. Six. So you say adarabba, it's more similar to chavite kohen gadol, and we're going to have more similarities to chavite kohen gadol. So number one, the chavite kohen gadol shekein isarom. All menachos and the chavite gadol, the shear of the flour has to be a isarom. Whereas the Lachmei Toda is much more. Number two is Kli. All Menachos and the Menachos Chavitim need a Kli Sharish in order to Mekadish it, but the Lachmei Toda doesn't need a Kli to Mekadish it. What's Mekadish the Lachmei Toda? The Shechita of the animals is Mekadish the Lachmei Toda. That's number two. Number three, Hektish. They're both Kutche Kutchim, whereas opposed to the Lachmei Toda, which are Kutche Kalim. Livona. Menachos and the Chavitim require Livona, the Lachmei Toda do not. Matzah, all the Menachos and the Chavitei Kohen Gadol must be brought as Matzah, whereas the Lachmei Toda also have Chametz in them. The Etzem, they're brought independently of anything else, whereas the Lachmei Toda are brought as a subset, subservient to the Korban Toda. Hagasha, all Menachos and the Chavitei Kohen Gadol require Hagasha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, where the Lachmei Toda do not. The Ishim, all Menachos and the Minchas Chavitim are burnt on the Mizbeach. Right? Some of them you just burn the komet, some of them you, and kavita kohen gadol, you burn the whole thing. But there is a hakrava, whereas opposed to the achmei todah, they're not. They're just eaten. The hanaf lefishin. And this is more. You have 8 similarities to achmei todah, and only 6 similarities. Sorry, 8 similarities to the minchas kavitin, and 6 similarities to the, so you should be similar to the minchas kavitin, and you would have 12. Because I found something now that trumps, that maybe answers our question, that trumps numbers. Here we have a quality over quantity. It's a qualitative comparison. Hedjot me hedjot adifli. It's better to learn all menachos from the lachmei todah as opposed to the minchas kavitin, because the lachmei todah, all the menachos are karbonos vehedjot of a regular person, where, and so therefore you get 10. But if you learn that from the minchas kavitin, that's the karbon of the kohen gadol. That's learning hedjot from kahuna, so that you're not going to do that to get, learn how to get 12, even in the future. Sometimes you go by a quantitative analysis. Here you go by a qualitative analysis. Okay, next. Rabbi Meir Omer Kulam Bo Shtei Misrei. Rabbi Meir says they all come in 12, except the Lachmei Todah and the Lachmei Naziris, which are brought by 10. So Micah Sabar, what does he hold? Why is he holding everything in 12? Must mean he learns it out either from the Minchas Chavitin, or he learns it out from the Lechem Aponim. That's what they, because they all get 10. Right? Everything is 10, he says? No, everything is 12, except for the Lachmei Todah and the Naziris, which are 10. So he learns it out from those, from the... Right, the Lechem Aponim and the Chavitin call it other, because the Lechem Aponim was 12, and the Chavitin had the Gzeir Sheva. So he says, how does he learn everything is 12? So either he holds Isar Leib, if he holds that Dabra Alam Gzeir Sheva, Chosrim Ilam Binyanav, so you know, the Chavitin call it other, the Chavitin Fishin. He'll learn it out from the Chavitin going other just then, because it's 8 similarities, close to 6 similarities. So you learn everything from the Chavitin going other that you require 12. Or he's going to hold Isvir Leib, if he holds Dabra Alam Gzeir Sheva, Eno Chosrim Ilam Binyanav. So therefore, he can learn that from the Chavitin Kohen Gadol. Yolif Melechem Aponim. He's going to learn Shar Menachos Melechem Aponim. Why? Because, and not from the Lachmei Todah, because Hektish Adiplei. He has a qualitative comparison, because they're both Kachin Kachin, and he thinks that trumps numbers. So that's how he learns that everything is 12, except for few that are 10. Next. The Mishnah said that Chutz Melechem Todah Unazirus Shein Bos Eser Eser. That's Rav Meir. He said all Menachos are 12, except for the Lachmei Todah and the Lachmei Naziris that are brought that are 10. So how do you know that these are 10 as opposed to 12 like everything else? Lachmei Todah Hedjot Sibul. Lachmei Todah says clearly, right? The Parsha Todah says that you make 4 types of challah, right? It says you make chametz, matzah, rikikin, rebucha, and then it says the hikri menu echa mikol karban truma lashem. I think we had a gzeirah shava from Trumas Meiser. Just like Trumas Meiser is 1 in 10, so to Lachmei Todah, it's 1 in 10. So if you're taking 1 in 10 to Hashem, that means you're having 10. I think that's the limud. But Naziris, how do you know Naziris that the chalas that the Nazir brings from 2 types of chalas? He brings matzos, rikiki matzos, that he has to bring 10. The Amar Mar says in the Brisa, by the parsha of the Lachmei Todah, it says, Shlomov, right? It says the parsha of Lachmei Todah says Achalos Lechem Chametz Yakim Korbanot Azevach Lo Shlomov. So from the word Shlomov, they learn out Lerabo Shalmei Nazir. So in the pasuk of the Lachmei Todah is alluded to the Shalmei Nazir, and therefore you have to make it the same way you make the Lachmei Todah, which is 10. Okay. So now the Gemara is to see whether the amount that you have Chalos, you have to bring the Lachmei Todah is Ma'akim, right? We say you have to bring the 4 sets, the 4 types of Chalos that are brought by the Lachmei Todah, which is Chametz, Matzah, Rikiki, Rebucha. Each one is 10, for a total of 40. So Amar Tuvi, Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Lachmei Todah, She'afon Arba Chalos. Let's say you just made 1 type from each of the 4 minim. What's the story? Were you Yotze? So Gemara says, Yotze, B'di'evan, you were Yotze. Gemara says, wait a second, how about Inar Bo'ayim, you need 40. He says, not L'mitzvah. That's L'mitzvah, but it's not L'ikuvah. That's known as L'mitzvah, B'di'evan. If you only had 4, 1 in each, that is fine. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha'boi yifushi chun linayu. Said in the post, you have to take truma off of that. Right? So if you take truma off of one, off of, let's say you have the challah one. You take, how are you taking truma out of the challah one? What's 1 out of 10? You only have 1 here. What are you doing? Right? V'ha'boi yifushi chun linayu. V'chi tema demafish mechokad v'chad. Maybe just take a tenth out of the chametz loaf that's there, and you give that to the kohanim. We can't do that. Because the pasuk says the hikri v'menu echa mikol korban, You have to bring one from the whole korban, which they mashma amar rachmana shelo yitel poros. You can't take a piece. You have to give a full loaf. So if it's kosher with four, how are you giving a full loaf? So Gemara says the afrishinu belisha. So machlokas how you learned afrishinu belisha. So I think what it meant here is that you took from each dough the portion for truma, and then you baked them together, and it became one piece. So therefore, and you took it way back. You took it when it was dough. You took the truma when it was dough, and then you baked it together. Meaning, enachanami, if you only baked four pieces, right? If you only baked one of each min, and you didn't take off truma beforehand, you're stuck. What happens is, I think what he's saying over here is you took off the truma when it was already in Issa, and then you put everything together and you ended up baking one. Tosaf has a problem with that. He says, how is that possible? Because you have to take truma off of it when it's considered a karba. When do we say the lach meitoda rejects their kedusha? Not when they're baked, but only when the animals are shefted. So if you're taking off the truma at that early stage, you're taking off truma from a non-kashim. So how does that work? So Tosfos says, look, he says, L'chora de ein shem truma aleihem b'isa, de shchitas hazevach hu de kashe. So the ein shem truma aleihem b'isa. It doesn't get the same truma, like the mice is over here, but the chalos is later. You take it over here, and the chalos trumas are only going to fall upon it later on when you shech the lach meitoda. Brisker Lumbus over there. Like, you do the pula here, but chalos truma only comes into effect after you shech the korbanos. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel, right? Shmuel just said that if you bring one of each, you know, we're going to use the code word, if you bring four, that's sufficient. So Meisvei, we're learning the Braisa. The Braisa says as follows. Kol ha-menachos shiriba b'midas chalosan. All korban menachos, that you brought more chalos than you're supposed to, right? So I think it means that you made them big, because there's a set amount of flour, you made them big, so you ended up having, instead of having 10 or 12, you had 9 or 11, right? Or you were very stingy when you put them together into the dough, and you ended up having extra, right? Kshiros. That's all kosher. If you have more or less, it's kosher. Chutz milechem upon him, v'chavit ekoin gadol, v'lach meitoda naziris. Except for these four items, that the number is ma'aki. So how can you tell me by the lach shmuel that you can bring one of each min by the lach meitoda? Here it says, this price says, that the lach meitoda, the number, the minyan, is ma'aki. You have 40, you can't have four. So Gemara says, right, Shmuel holds to Amr Kiyatana. He's going to learn like the following Tana, the Sanya, we have the following price, so that says, Kol HaManach HaShriva Midas Chalasson, Oshamines Midas Chalasson, Sheros Chutz Milechem Aponim, V'Chavit Ekoin Gadol. That's what Shmuel holds like, except for the Lechem Aponim and the Chavit Ekoin Gadol. So Yesh Omrim Aflach Meitod Naziros. He doesn't hold like the Yesh Omrim. He holds like the Tana Kama in that price. Amar Rav Huna says, Minchas Ma'afe, right? So the Minchas Ma'afe is baked, which means you have the choice of bringing 10 chalos or 10 rekikin. Again, you see over here that chalos or rekikin, chalos is also not chametz. So it's not, wafers are not necessarily the only thing that's not chametz. Some things, as long as it doesn't rise, as long as it keeps the rules, you can have something that's soft and still be considered chametz. You'll see it soon also because of the concept of folding. You're folding the Minchas. How do you fold a matzah without breaking it? So, Amar Rav Huna, Minchas Ma'afe She'afa Chala Achas Yotze. You're supposed to bring 10, you baked one, you're Yotze. My timer, what's the reason? Because matzah skipped. Because it says by the Pasuk, right, it says, V'chisachav Korban Mincha, Ma'afe Tanah Solos Chalos, Matzos V'lul B'Shemen. And matzos is written chaser, without a vav. So it can be read matzah, which is singular. So just like, so since it can be read matzahs, so therefore, even one would be Yotzi b'di'evid. So the Gemara says, Masvel, Pop, if that's the case, in every place it says, Matzos without a vav, meaning it's chaser, that means you can bring one, but it says Matzos male, then you would never be able to bring one, right? Maskik la Rapapa, Taimad Xiv, Matzos, Huxiv, Matzos with a vav, low, then you wouldn't be enough. V'hagavi lachme tota, when it comes to lachme tota, Xiv Matzos, there it's written male, right? It says v'hikriv al zevach atoda chalos matzos with a vav. So therefore, so amar rab tuvi bar kisna amar shmuel lach meitoda she'upper arba chalos yatsa. How is that possible? It's matzos is male. So it is answered. Yeah, I plead, right? But Shmuel doesn't hold by that drasha. He doesn't hold that. Doesn't have that, so it's not an issue. Okay, next. The Omer. The Korban Omer, Hayaba Isaro Mishalo Si'in. You were able to get the Isaro of flour from 3 sa'a of wheat. In other words, you used to do that. They made 3 sa'as of sa'as in order to get the Isaro, which I think is 1/10. Right? The Omer is a Sirus Ha'ifa. So I think an Isaro is 1/10 of a sa'a. So basically, you need 3 sa'as to get your Isaro. But by the Shtei Alechem, you can get Shtei Isaronim from Shalosh Sa'im. The ratio is 2 to 3. You need 2 Isaronim to put the carbon, but you can get that out from 3 Sa'im. And Lechem upon him, it's an even better ratio. Out of Esrim V'Arba Isaronim, you need 24 Isaronim, and you can get that from 24 Sa'im. What's the difference? It's all going to depend on the type of wheat, the type of produce, on grain that you're going to be using. So, my timer, I mean, what's the difference? Why do you need 3 Sa'im to get 1 Isaron by the Omer, which is basically a tenth, right? So when it says kaven the michavish asay, the Omer is supposed to come from the tuach hadasha, which is still moist. So I guess it's still moist. There's a lot of subin in there. There's a lot of granules and things that are not particles that are in there. Umesu orin asay, and not only that, it comes from barley, right? Which I guess is much more difficult to get. So and not only that, isarun muchar lo asay el mishal sorry, right? So in order to get the pure, good yisaron of barley for making the good flour, you would have to get it from shol soy. You need this ratio. Next, we're gonna get to that. So shtei lechem, the shtei lechem is shtei yisaron from shol soy. Why is it that ratio? Because kevin mechitin asiyah. Number one, it's coming from chitin, so therefore it's better, it's easier to get it out. And apogad mechadosh asiyah. Even though it's coming from chadosh, the shtei lechem is also coming from chadosh, but it's not so chadosh because it's already had 7 weeks. But it's coming from Chadash, Shtei Asoron also Mishal Aslam. You can get Shtei Asoros from 3 Sarim. That's how it works out. The Lechem upon him, you get it out basically in a 1-to-1 ratio. Esrim Bar Arba Asoronos, and Esrim Bar Sarim, my Taima. Because it comes from all, Kazal Amilas. Kevin Mechitin Asu, Umi Yashin Asu. So Yisarim Ruchar Asay Misa Achas. You can get 1 Yisarim from 1 Seya. The Mara asks, Tan Rabbanon, Kol HaMenachos Sheriba B'midas Yisarim. Let's say you were Mali, right, you got too much Isaron, right? You used, you got more than an Isaron or less than an Isaron. That's psulos. It has to be the exact measurement of what you're going to use as the carbon. But what you derive it from, ribav midah sa'in shalahen, or miyav midah sa'in shalahen, mean that you were able to get it out from either a greater measurement or from a lesser measurement, that's kshelos. The main purpose is to get out the measure you need, which would be an Isaron by the Omer. If you happen to get the good Isaron from less, or the good Isaron from more, it's still kosher. The Gemara just giving you, I guess, the recipe for what they thought, what was the norm, what you can get it from. But if you happen to get it from more, or you only needed less, it's fine as long as you got the Isaron. That's your question.
Shtei Lechem has to come from Chadash, right?
Shtei Lechem comes from Chadash, right.
They check weight and size in the corner. When you had a certain amount,
you
split it up obviously into.
Right, you know, they share the recipe. So this is the recipe that was passed on. This is the way to do it. Right. So now the Mishnah is going to deal with what's called nifui hakemach. Right. Nifui hakemach, so to speak, is sifting or putting it in the sieve to get rid of you get rid of what's in there to make it more pure. Right. To get rid of the dirt and the stones and the pebbles. So the Gemara says haomer hayamenupe. Bishlosh Esrei Nata. The Omer used to go through the sifters 13 times. So I think Rashi explained that there were 2 sieves basically. One's holes were wider than the other. One was Daka, one was Gasa, and the Solus would go through each of them. Go through a total of 13 times. Gemara's going to explain how that works out, and it ends up it's really halacha Moshe Mishinai. So it's 13 siftings by the Omer, right? That's to do with the solos by the Omer. The Shtei Lechem is Shtei Misrei. The Shtei Lechem, right? The solos of the Shtei Lechem gets 12 siftings. The Lechem upon him solos gets 11. Mechadash, right? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said no. There was no limit. There's no limit of how many you're supposed to do. El solos menufa called tzorcha. You have to do it until it's finished. If it took 3, then it took 3. If it took 100, it took 100. You just sift it until you see that it's pure, right? Right, El Solos Manufa called Sorchai maybe. That's what he had to bring. Shemar, Filakakta Solas, Vafisa Oso, Shetehe Manupa called Sorcha. the souls has to be sifted completely, has to be completely clean and pure. So without having to check. So you do it as many times as it takes in order for it to be complete. With 12, 13, whatever it is.
There's a little discussion here about Shabbos, like it comes down, the second day comes down on Shabbos. How many times it's different? Then it wouldn't make a difference how much.
Do we say it's still for Shabbos? Do we say it's still for Shabbos?
Yeah, but I think, you know, you read how whole thing, three versus one, how
everything. Well, this is in the base of Mikdash.
Yeah, sure.
Or probably. The base of Midrash is Tosha Shabbos.
I know that, but I'm saying, wouldn't you do a little less than usual? Or would it,
well, that was a machlokus over there anyway. Would do less than, so maybe you could say, maybe go to the mandala, they don't do less. Right? That was Rabbi Shmuel against the Chachamim. Then that wasn't a koladeus that you did less.
Right.
Okay.
Discussion
here, Tana Rabbanan, because maybe this is inside. So you won't have the everybody else seeing it. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, the Omer would do. The Omer we said had to go through two sieves, a daka, one which was very small, and then bagasa, and then something that had bigger holes, and then bedaka and a bagasa. You go back and forth between the heavy one, the big one, and the small one. Rabbi Shimon Melazar Omer. No, that's not the case that there were only two. He says, Shalosh Esrei Nachos Hayi B'Mikdash. There were 13 sieves in the Mikdash. Zol L'Mala Mizu. Each one had bigger holes than the one above it. I guess I would think that you would start with the bigger hole first and then keep going down. Right? Ha'al-Yona. Right, I guess that makes sense. Right? Zol L'Mala Mizu. Ha'al-Yona Kolet HaSubim. Tachtona Kolet HaSolas. I think that's it. Each one got smaller and smaller as you went down. So the top one collected the suvim, which is a bed, really, I guess, the thicker, I mean, full of those stones and the pebbles and things like that. And the bottom one, tachtona koletes asolas. The bottom one would end up getting the actual kemach, would come all the way down to the bottom, the actual flower, and at the end, because that was, it was left pure. Yeah, I don't know if it means you went one to another, maybe you had like 13, like in a row, hung on the door, you know, you pour it on the top, and it just kept going down. Alright. Rav Shimon Omer, lo hayalehem kitzva. There was no set amount of how many siftings you would do. You would do it until you were done. But Tana Rabbana, right, so the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that explains Rav Shimon Shita. Tana Rabbana, the family learned the brisa. So the pasuk says, right, Lakacha Solas Vafisa Osa. Milame, that teaches Shenikachas Solas, that it is mutter to purchase solas for the purpose of the Lechem upon it. Okay. Uminayin Shafilu Chitin, how do you know that you can even purchase not solas, that the gizmar, I guess, can even purchase an earlier stage, you can purchase the chitin and use that to prepare the solas for the lechem upon him.
But you start off this morning, we're the ones who, the claims, the one counted that small.
Yeah, that's the preparation. So they just that's an avodah?
I don't know. Doesn't that mean that he's buying it in a more coarse state?
But for the lechem upon him? But that's an avoda. That's not an avoda. Who says that has to be done with the kohen?
I don't know.
Why does that have to be done with the kohen? Why does it have to be done with the base mikdash? Not here. Says Tom. He says Galkata mikol makom yochol af shar menachos. You would think by shar menachos also the halacha is that you can buy chitin and then get the solace from there. Talmud lomar. Chitin is actual stalks. Tamalomar says no. That Tamalomar osa that after the lechem upon him you can buy the chitin, but by all other karbanos minachos you may not buy chitin. You only have to buy, I guess, the next stage in the process. It has to already be solas. Then you pound out the solas. You use the solas. So why buy the lechem upon him? Can you buy the chitin? Because it says mipnei hachisachon, because of the chisachon. Figure out what that is. So, my mipnei hachisachon. What does it mean, mipnei hachisachon? So, Amar Belazar, HaTorah chasam amonish l'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very concerned about Bnei Yisrael spending a lot of money on this. Therefore, dafka by the lechem upon him. Look at that Rashi says, right? Look at Rashi, not the Ksagel, look at Rashi. He says, the last one of the parak, l'fisha lechem upon him, him chobdal yisronos. It's 24 yisronos. L'fisha heim b'chol Shabbos b'Shabbos. It's a weekly expense. Right, the olam ledaber gadol, and therefore it's going to cost a lot of money. Costly buying this, right? So hutter liknosam in a chitin, tisha vilahem bezol yoser, mishim heyilokim solus min a tagar. Because if you buy from the chitin, it's an earlier stage. It's going to be cheaper, as opposed to buying the solus, which already was worked onto it, and you have to buy every single week. 24 he's throwing him, by the early stage where it's cheaper. Right? Shakona solis kona osobiyoker. That's much more expensive. It's raw materials are usually cheaper than the finished product. Aval sharmenachos, but by sharmenachos, shein davamua, that's very small, the aimbo sadhya, and they're not born every single day, or every single week, lo hutna liknos kim solis. And then you have to buy that, you have to buy the solis, you can't buy the wheat. So how do we know that?
Different than the Pentagon, you buy the most expensive.
Right, the flush, the handles are $12,000 each.
Right, but here we're saying you've got to buy it.
No, the view there, how does this jive with the concept of Ein Anias the Makam Ashirus? Right? That was your kasha. What do we say when it came to the big day kahuna? They got stained or something happened to it? What do they do with it? They don't wash it. Chuck it. They get a new one. If it rips or something like that. So, chasam a wonderful throw? Are you paying fortune for this?
Yeah, that's
he's wearing it only in the
basement.
Right, so similar. Right. So you asked the question, I answered. The answer is that chasam a wonderful throw only applies prior to hektish. You buy this stuff before it became hektish. The big day kahuna already, that's in the mikdash already. Once it's in the mikdash, then we have a different concept. But to get to the mikdash stage, that would chas amam on Yisrael. Okay, so heichir remiza, where's the pasuk in the Torah that tells us that we're Torah's chasa amam on Yisrael? They said, because the pasuk says, the hishkisa es ha'etav es bi'ira. This is why, I think by the Meimariva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the nes, and not only did he give water for the people, he gave water for the animals. Okay, but no, you would ask that the pasuk that we always see, and Rashi always brings this, and there's other pasuk that we always bring, but by Taras, that when before the Kohen Gadol, before the Kohen Gadol, it says that you should get rid of clear the house full of Taras, to get rid of the Kli Cheres, because it's going to be destroyed. Because Chatz on the Rosh Yisrael. So that's the pasuk. What's this pasuk? Okay, he's used to say Eidav as Vir. So I don't know what I didn't really look up. This is that's the puzzle. So maybe say something quickly in a few minutes. Right. But note of Yehuda in Yordea Tinyana Simon Kuf Samuch Hevi Shenisha Madua Hevi Rashi Bechol Mekomos Makor Shachasta Omer Shachol Mitoros Kari from your puzzle. Betiva Kohen Pino Sabayis. And why didn't he bring this Gemara? So what's the answer? It takes your right to be the one. He says our pasuk is better because I don't get the answer. He says over here because Pinoy had bias. There's no reason why not to be chas on the kalim of the adam because that's why you let them come out. But by the sos mayim and aselah, which was by a nes. Maybe it would have been enough for him to do the miracle just for them and not for the animals. I don't know. I don't see that. I don't see the difference. Okay.
But isn't time money? So we have to prepare the wheat into flour. It takes time. Right?
So maybe it's not the same.
Only your wife's wheat kernels and they make the column.
Right.
Before you out of house.
That was their job. That was their job. These guys, that was their job. Found it. Right. So okay, I can say two things. Number one, they didn't worry about the time value of money, the money value of time.
Anyway.
Money value of time, or even the money value of time was cheaper than buying it.
One is worth different than something else. One is done by an expert.
Right.
And one is done by anybody. Anybody can just pound out the lunchables.
However you want to slice it, however you want to answer it, it must have been cheaper this way.
Exactly.
Okay, let's stop here. Have a good day.